This next story on KNKX is from our weekly show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
It's Sound Effect on 88.5. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Our theme today is Can't Let Go. Mark Sargent encountered this idea online. It seemed ridiculous, but he couldn't get it out of his brain.
It's like a marble in a paint can. You know, once it gets in your head, you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. I honestly thought that it's like, okay, this cannot be a real thing. This is ridiculous. There's no way. And I decided I was going to disprove it. But once you get to a certain point, you have that flip.
And what was the idea that flipped Sargent from a skeptic into a true believer? Hear me out. The idea is that the Earth is flat, as in not spherical, but flat. All right, this is a thing out there in the wilds of the internet. So-called flat earthers are connecting all over the country, spinning elaborate theories that prove your globe is a lie. Sargent, a former video game developer who lives on Whidbey Island, is a national figure in this quixotic movement. It began once he decided that he couldn't rule out the absurd-sounding notion that the Earth is flat.
I just woke up literally 3 o'clock in the morning and sat down, and I'm just going to make a series of videos, put it out on the internet, and let the internet hive mind determine who's right and who's wrong.
This is part of a series of clues that can help you get your head around both the design of the flat Earth system we live in and who has been involved in the deception to hide it from you.
I said, okay, I don't think it's a globe anymore. I can't prove it. Here's my evidence against it. I treat it like a court case. I may not be able to prove flat Earth without a doubt, but I can throw so much doubt, reasonable doubt, into the globe model that you know, come at me. See what you got. At that point, just this wave of people started coming at me.
So you had this series of like a dozen, baker's dozen of videos.
Yeah,
right?
Baker's dozen of videos.
And how would you describe the shape of the Earth that you hypothesize?
Sure. The easy way to think of it is it's not a globe. It's shaped like a dinner plate. You take the globe, you put your hand on the North Pole, and you squash it straight down to where the center of the dinner plate is the North Pole. And then the outer edge of the plate would be the entire continent of Antarctica. And it's covered. So if you've ever been to a planetarium, that's really what we're talking about here. If you tore out all the seats at the bottom of a planetarium and replaced it with trees and ground and stuff, that's what we're looking at. The sky is no different than a planetarium display system.
So the sky is a kind of a dome.
Yep. That,
and what are the stars and the moon and the sun?
It is literally just a display. They're being projected up there either from in front or behind. No different than, to use the quote, all the world's a stage. And you're in it or on it.
Okay, before we go on, I know what you're thinking. There are a million obvious things that should disprove this eccentric theory. I asked him about a lot of them, and Sargent had responses ready for each one. What about people who sail around the world?
If you run your finger in a circle around a dinner plate, you're technically going around the dinner plate.
Okay, why does the sky look different in the northern and southern hemispheres?
Different projection systems, multiple projection systems.
Why do ships disappear over the horizon?
You're just looking at atmospheric distortion. You're looking at the Fata Morgana.
But truthfully, I didn't invite Sargent here to debate him. Rather, I wanted to understand what would push a seemingly rational person toward a theory that would suggest the night sky is being projected on a screen by somebody.
Not us. That's the first question I could get out of the way, because a lot of people say, no, we could never do, you're talking about engineering feats that are so beyond us. I go, yeah, they're absolutely beyond us. They're older than us. So I do not think for one second that we are the first people to rent this apartment. So who built it? I don't want to go into the spiritual side too much, but if it's at the very least, it's a highly advanced civilization.
Okay, so let's when you believe in flat Earth,
yep,
is anything certain? Like, do you question everything?
Yeah, you do question everything because it's the ultimate open-minded test. In fact, I don't really judge anything anymore. If you came to me and said, oh, by the way, I know a guy who swears that Bigfoot had Elvis's baby. Before, I'd be like, get out of here. But now I'd be like, you know what? What do you got? Once you get through the flat Earth, it's the end. It's the end of the road, which is why nobody looks into it. For me, it literally was the last book on the shelf, the DVD you got for Christmas. You're never going to watch. And I finally looked into it. And it's like, oh, okay, the Pandora's box you never wanted to open.
So are there any conspiracy theories that you would dismiss?
Very few. Most of them do dovetail, because remember, if you're talking about flat Earth, we're talking about a giant dome structure. So everything's inside it. So all the conspiracies are inside it. The only ones that don't dovetail are the ones that talk about like a secret space program, secret bases on the moon, and millions of people are already living there, and there's hundreds of thousands of people living on Mars. Well, those two realities cannot coexist with each other. But the rest of them, yeah, they're pretty good.
Does it feel different to you now that you have come to this conclusion and the world makes sense in a different way than it did before? How does your life feel different?
To say it has meaning really doesn't quite do it justice. You feel you're part of something greater, which is like, look, you're not alone. I have felt more in tune, more in touch with the world now than I ever have. It really, no play on words here, it really grounds you. Because now it's like, okay, we're all in the same boat. You know, do you still go to war with the person across from you, across that hill, if you're all in the same boat, if you're all part of the same system? Do you still commit hate crimes? Do you still do horrible things? I wasn't a bad guy to begin with. I was always a pretty nice guy. But now I absolutely will not do anything malicious to anyone ever again in my life. Because at the very least, it's like, okay, well, if this is part of a system, there is a scorecard involved and everything is being monitored.
So you're saying that it makes the world make sense. It gives you a sense of purpose. It takes out this maddening kind of randomness.
Yeah.
Do you think it has something in common then with religious belief?
There are some people who said, well, are you talking about, you know, potentially a new blossoming religious cult? I mean, yeah, it has some of the earmarks of that, but at the same time, look, we don't have a church and we're not wearing red robes and hoods and chanting and stuff like that. But at the same time, some of the same verbiage is used. It does feel very spiritual. I mean, again, we don't have a Bible, so don't get worried. We're not going to be marching through your town.
Can you think of an example where you convinced a skeptic?
If you have a master's degree in a physical science or higher, you're probably not going to be able to do anything. The conditioning is just you're too far invested. And there's some people that hang on for dear life. Honestly, if you're a big believer in the space program, astrophysicists or astronomers, nothing we can do.
So that's interesting, because I mean, normally that kind of inverts what we normally think of as expertise, right? We say the experts know more, they understand the mechanisms, they can see it in a way that we cannot.
Sure.
But you're sort of postulating the opposite.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, by the way, that they're dumb, because some people say, well, you're not smarter than Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein and all this. I don't have to be, because all I'm saying is, even a regular high school student, think of the conditioning. You first grade, the globe's in your classroom. That's all it is, but it's just a toy sitting in your classroom. And it's like, oh yeah, that's where you live. Say that for 12 years straight. What do you think happens when they get out? It's like, oh, this is where we live, you know, which is why people get mad. I mean, we don't have any violence. No, nobody's ever gotten attacked or killed in this thing, but people get really upset.
So let's talk more about that. How does that feel to be fairly marginalized group?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no. nice, kind way of saying that. People hate flat Earth. If you're not in it, you are out. It is the most polarizing thing ever.
Does it feel, I don't know, lonely or?
No. I mean, I have never gotten any hate mail. No voicemails that have been bad. Yeah, of course, the comments on YouTube are vicious, but it's not lonely because of social media. That's what's changed. There's so many different ways of getting a hold of people now that we've got meetups in just about every city, and it takes 2 seconds to do it.
You're a flat earther, correct?
I am a flat earther, Sherry Perry Mitchell.
I'm Andrew. I'm a flat earther.
I'm Anthony, and I found out that Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat.
I'm Adam, man. The Earth is totally flat.
All right, I don't want this to sound patronizing. It probably will.
It's all right.
I'm sorry for that.
But okay.
So here's how I would explain why this is a thing, mm-hmm. if somebody asked me. People who are into flat Earth are seeking the same thing that people who are into religion are seeking. They are seeking an explanation, a purpose in life, an understanding of how the universe works. They are also seeking connection. They're seeking community with each other. And I think there is a real allure to the idea that I understand stuff that the experts don't.
Sure.
I can imagine going down this road for those reasons.
Oh, no, that's a fair assumption. Sure. The difference would be that anyone can go out and do tests on their own.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Are you pulling my leg?
That's good. You should have led with that. No. If this was a stunt, I couldn't have pulled it off for this long. And I don't even know what the motivation would be to pull a prank this long. And I'm just humbled to be a part of it. And it's like, I'm riding this thing to the end of the line.
Mark Sargent lives on Whidbey Island and promotes the flat earth theory full time.